Good morning. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp, director of the National Hurricane Center, coming to you live from Miami with our 9 a.m. Eastern Time update on Tropical Storm Isaac, centered about 100 miles to the southeast of the southeasternmost part of Louisiana near the mouth of the Mississippi River. Center of circulation is wrapped up in increasingly organized thunderstorm activity, and the low pressure, 976 millibars, often seen in some hurricanes, but the wind hasn't quite gotten there yet. Maximum winds at 70 miles per hour. We have Air Force and NOAA, Hurricane Hunter aircraft, flying through Isaac right now, searching to see if the winds have come up. When that happens, if it happens, and we think that'll happen at some point today or tonight, it would become a hurricane. We're forecasting a hurricane, but right now, a very large tropical storm. Fortunately for the folks on the northern Gulf Coast, most of the heavy rainfall associated with Isaac is off to the east and especially the south right now, so not a lot of really heavy rains falling on land areas. But the radar is showing some intermittent bands coming ashore on the coastlines of Alabama, Mississippi, and into southeastern Louisiana. As the day goes on and the center gets closer to the coastline, the rain bands will become more frequent and more potent. And right now it's moving rather slowly to the northwest at 7 miles per hour. And that slow motion is going to be the rule for the next couple of days as the center of circulation comes ashore somewhere along the coastlines, Mississippi or Louisiana, sometime tonight, the time dependent somewhat on exactly where it comes ashore due to the irregular shape of the coastline. In any event, the next couple of days, a very slow moving system. We're forecasting it to become a hurricane, reach category one before it starts weakening to a tropical storm farther inland in a couple of days. Hurricane warnings remain in effect for the coastlines of Alabama, Mississippi, and southeastern Louisiana, all the way over to Morgan City, and that includes metropolitan New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain. Hurricane watch and tropical storm warning from Morgan City over to intracoastal city in Louisiana, and tropical storm warnings going west of there. Tropical storm warning also remains in effect for the Florida Panhandle. Now let's talk about the hazards specifically. Certainly wind is going to be one of the problems. Hurricane force winds, if it becomes hurricane, as we're forecasting, will be pretty close to the coast, but could penetrate some distance inland. Then the tropical storm force winds could go pretty large distance inland over Mississippi, Louisiana, and surrounding areas. Then there's the water components. We have to emphasize how important the storm surge hazard is and how important it is that people have heeded the evacuation orders that the emergency managers have given. Hopefully that has happened, because storm surge of 6 to 12 feet above ground level is expected somewhere along the coastlines of Mississippi and southeastern Louisiana. 4 to 8 feet above ground level of storm surge flooding possible on the Alabama coastline, and lesser amounts on either side of that, but certainly not trivial. So if you've been told to get out of certain coastal areas, please continue to heed those instructions from emergency managers. And then the rainfall. Because of the large size of Isaac and its anticipated slow motion the next few days, rainfall totals of 7 to 14 inches over southern Louisiana, southern Mississippi, southern Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle could be widespread, and isolated spots could get as much as 20 inches of rain. That could be a big flash flood concern near the coast and well inland for days to come, and the river flooding could extend beyond the time in some places that Isaac departs. So a lot of hazards to contend with, even isolated tornadoes along the northern Gulf Coast today and tonight. Another update at 11 a.m. when we have our next advisory from the National Hurricane Center. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp.